This is Morning Edition from NHPR. Tonight is the third and final presidential debate. It's the last chance for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton to make their case to voters on a national stage. Kathy Sullivan of Manchester is a member of the Democratic National Committee and joins us on the line now to talk about tonight's debate. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. One topic sure to come up tonight is the revelations from hacked campaign emails released by WikiLeaks. Now, we've seen, among other things, transcripts of paid speeches that Clinton gave to Goldman Sachs, which she had refused to release. How do you want to see Clinton respond to questions about the WikiLeaks emails?
Well, I mean, first, we also have to remember that the WikiLeaks emails are the result of a illegal hacking that has been linked to the Russian government, and obviously there's some effort here to interfere with the election. To the extent that the WikiLeaks materials may have some correct information in them, I think really what they have shown is that Hillary Clinton is a pragmatic, cautious leader who is willing to listen and learn. And based on things that she learns and hears about, you know, in the course of the campaign trail, is willing to then, listen to people and modify her positions based on what she's hearing and learning. And I think that's what you want in a president. You want somebody who's pragmatic. You want somebody who's willing to learn. And so I think that's Hillary Clinton we're going to hear from tonight.
Don't you feel, though, that there are legitimate questions raised through the emails that she needs to address? You know, for example, her reluctance to release those speeches kind of feed into concerns about transparency. That's the kind of thing Bernie Sanders raised during the primary.
Well, you know, if you want to talk about transparency, as I said, we've learned some things about Hillary Clinton. I think that confirm what I've always believed about Hillary Clinton is that she's a very capable person. And is someone who is, again, willing to learn and listen. At the same time, in the last couple of weeks, we've learned a lot about Donald Trump. And what we've learned about him is that he's a guy who likes to boast about sexually assaulting women, comment on the looks of the woman that he groped, and also is willing to undermine the integrity of the election process to salve his ego because he thinks he's going to lose. So you tell me who comes out better in that argument.
Well, what should Clinton's message be tonight to voters who may not want to vote for Trump, but still have some concerns with her when it does come to issues like trust and transparency?
Well, I think what Hillary Clinton needs to do, and where I hope the debate focuses tonight, is on the issues so that they can hear the clear contrast between the two candidates on issues that matter to the American people. For example, Hillary Clinton's tax plan, which will provide relief to the middle class and the working class. Hillary Clinton's plans with respect to education, early childhood learning, all the way through technical and college education. All these many issues that have not been touched upon yet in the debate, such as environmental issues. And I think if they're able to focus on the issues and not on, you know, what Trump has tried to do in the last couple of debates, then I think people will hear that real contrast and say, hey, now that we're hearing about the issues, we like what Hillary Clinton has to say. And I hope that they will get to see the Hillary Clinton I know, who is a person who is very smart, very charming, very funny, and I find to be very trustworthy.
Clinton is leading in nearly every national poll, but what is her message tonight to rally the base, make sure that she gets the kind of turnout that she needs to win?
Again, I think by focusing on the issues and that are important to the people of this country, again, when you look at the two of them and you look at the issues that are important to the people, which are the economy, education, those types of issues that people care about, they will be rallied to support Hillary Clinton. And I think that with, like me, have been out to the various campaign offices, gone to events, you see so many people coming out who were so excited about Hillary Clinton's candidacy for president and at the prospect of her becoming president. There is so much enthusiasm and excitement out there that it doesn't really take too much more to rally the base to come out and vote because people are ready to vote. And I think if you look at the early voting statistics that are coming out from states that have early voting and the way that more and more Democratic voters have been voting in comparison to the Republicans, I think that shows that there's a lot of enthusiasm out there and that people are ready to vote and they want to come out and vote for Hillary Clinton. So we're ready. We're excited.
Kathy Sullivan of Manchester, she's a member of the Democratic National Committee. Thanks so much for the time.
And thank you for having me.